This is February the 13th, 1993. We're gathered at the bookstore for a business meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Hatton, present in the light of Holy God. Our little business meeting seems to have grown tremendously. Is this an assumption that we have some unity in the group? Or are there ones here that wish to make some public announcements? We're going to have to stay with this incredibly miserable subject until it's somehow worked through. I don't like dealing with it, with the myriads of calls pouring in. It looks petty, childish, and totally immature. But it is the time of sorting. We don't do business as it's been done before. We do it better. The information coming back is incredible. And the foolishness with which it's being scattered about is ludicrous, because there is all types of documentation to disprove what is being said. What happens when persons get desperate? They do desperate and foolish things. The assumption that the higher source does not know what is going on remains beyond my capability of understanding, that anyone would think as much, unless there is absolutely no understanding of higher source or total denial of my presence, at which point I have never asked anyone to remain in my presence. You're on the eve of change. It is the time of sorting. Because as we move forward, ones who are not with us will be considered against us, and you will have sorted yourself away. If you had no faith that God would see to your needs and allow you the abundance for your service, then you have not grown enough to serve in this particular mission. And we will work it out in a way that is suitable for all concerned. Many have known it would come to this. And you see, when you simply stand firm and hold your course, other things come into play. And unfortunately for George, he has stepped beyond his boundaries, and he has his own attorney going to either turn him in, shut him down, or shut him up. Now, you have to understand that we know what he wanted. He wanted you ones who would be in confusion and unrest as all of this transition is taking place to take your assets from the Institute, shift them to his operation, and he would offer you a great piece of the action in building these wondrous domes that were created at the cost of the Institute with the architect in point. George says that he receives from me, I left when he and Desiree went to Carson City. I went nowhere. And I have watched it deteriorate into a heap of rubble ever since. He claims to be physically meeting with one called Croton, who runs about this nation making idiotic speeches about being an alien and different and doctors testing him, etc. This is BS, and I would hope that you've grown far enough along your path to know as much. Are there aliens among you? You better believe it. But they do not present themselves in such ways. Never would they present themselves in such ways. And any who would present themselves in such ways are not of what I would assume to be your goal desires. Oh, you're going to get your confirmations pretty soon. But there are going to be some things that are going to be stopped now. You either want leadership, or you're going to continue in the confusion and the hapless, wishy-washy swings of the pendulum in the hands of ones like that. It is claimed that we force ones to do things. Come now. I not only don't force you to be here, there's not a one in this room that is not free to do anything you wish. And I see that a great deal of love went into this room this day. And I speak in behalf of Dolma and EJ. It's been a bad week. They just got their house taken away from them, turned over for possession to the Resolution Trust Corporation. But remember something. When you think you've exhausted all alternatives, you haven't. Does that mean they'll get to keep their property? Who cares anymore? The job is being accomplished. And what is your job? To grow back up through the corruption of your nation and once again into freedom and truth. And at some point, the ones efforting to work together toward that goal must stop the bickering, must stop the dissension. It's beyond me to understand why God would have any factions whatsoever. If you cannot meditate in the presence of God, then what are you doing in secret? George has also got everybody stirred up about Giandriana. He is telling everyone it is simply water. I'm not there anymore, and they're foisting off this terrible farce upon you. Could it be just a tad of sour grapes? The very gift of life comes and ones have closed the door in the face of the messenger. God has knocked. Ones have denied and turned away. and discredited the message and the messenger. Well, it's interesting to me that we have one after another coming now, trying to get control of this product and set up a marketing plan. We're not ready to set up a massive marketing plan, but let me just tell you of the level of importance, if you will, of one's wishing to participate. One that I admire greatly and has felt the sting of this place. Rosa Michael would like to participate. Unfortunately, there's still so much going on with the Russell Institute that it's very difficult. But I want Leon to know that even though he might have felt incensed and felt that we denied Russ' presence, there's litigation going on over the volumes, and Russ Michael was named in that litigation from the opposition because he was giving lectures on God as presented in those journals. And he has no offense. Why would we take offense? We better look at that. We also have the one who made Herbalife $180 million a month business. And even after their problems, they were at $9 million a month profit. We're not here to go into the let's make $1 million business. On the other hand, we have to have finances for our projects. And we have to keep the pricing under control so that all ones can have it. But we cannot give it away because ones must subsist. So these things must be worked out, and in the interim we will continue what we are doing, how we are doing it. And if it finally requires volunteers to help pack it, we'll do it. The children are worked around the clock now. And yes, we do need to pitch in. We've got Kathy, Jenny, and Daylene ready to have babies. And they're the ones carrying this big load. And Daylene is moving. As of Tuesday. But these are all progressive things. This is growth. This is becoming that which we're here to accomplish. You should know there would not be a moment here and then a moment there that it's all this way, and suddenly, like the blink of a light bulb, everything is different. To get from beginning over here where we can do our real job requires getting through all of this. And ones who want to play at the game sort it away. Because obviously they've only come just to play. And we're not here to play. I think probably the best thing to do, because I'm sorry for all of you who are kind of stuck in this, I repeat, this was to be a business meeting, and we're going to have to handle business because we put it off until this minute so that we could be together and take our next moves, our next thoughts. I want to tell all of you, this is not a split or a problem for us. I cannot stress heavily enough what a massive disaster George has caused for himself and all those around him. EJ, maybe if you would read the writing from this morning, then we can discuss these different facets.
All right.
And then we'll talk a little bit about the dwelling. I guess not. The RTC has control of the property. Eckers have lost, after 4.5 years, to the system. That does not mean that they will stop until they get the system.
Saturday, February 13th, 1992. First, some answers and comments. I have been asked to comment on Gandriana versus Condriana. Perhaps let us reprint the note taken from a phone call to Claudia regarding confusion on the products in point. Quote, ML called. He came up on Saturday 2-6-93 and arrived after our meeting around 4 o'clock. Jack was here and talked to him about life crystals and Gandriana. He was confused, so on Monday he called Dr. Merkel. I think he thought Dr. Merkel was connected to the new product. Dr. Merkel assured him Condriana couldn't be marketed in the USA. ML was more confused and called, wanting me to ask Commander to straighten out the confusion. I told him he obviously hadn't been reading his Liberator, as it was related in several places and all the clues were presented to clear up his confusion. I told him if he still wanted to ask a question, to submit it in writing. He then asked for Jack's phone number wherefrom he can order the product. End of quote. I appreciate the opportunity to clear up some very important points. Dr. Merkel presents the life crystal, which he says is devoid of Condriana in any event. I won't comment on that, for I have no interest in that product. Whatever Dr. Merkel offers is worthy of note, obviously, or we would not have offered it for your use. It is also noted that we offered it at reduced cost, below even what Dr. Merkel sells his product for of late. His product offers an excellent base for the growth of little Condriana. In fact, if added to the solution of both Gandriana and Aquagia, you can enhance the food supply, thus multiplying the little friends. However, we do not deal in anything called Condriana. If we refer to same, it is because there is a genetic organism known as Condriana, which is the most similar entity as recognized in your research community. What we have is Gia Andriana, which is similar but not the same as Condriana, and Aquagia, which is mitochondria. The base formulae for both is not the same, as is Dr. Merkel's.
Let me tell you something about mitochondria. I don't want to get into technicalities. I've done my dissertations in physics and technical instruction to Dr. Young and the one developing this. And if you want to check with them for your ratification, that's fine with me. Mitochondria bears a blueprint type of DNA structure, exactly like your own DNA cellular blueprint. In fact, if you were going back to check a relationship, say, with Akhenaten to then let us say Dorma, you would not only check the DNA and the RNA, you would check the mitochondria. So without further ado, let us just assume that perhaps I do know a little bit about that which I speak. And what we are offering forth is bearing up scientifically, so I assume we're in pretty good understanding. But I'm not going to relay to the whole world the answer to all the puzzles. How long do you think you would have it? So we must keep these things in mind. I will explain that which I feel I can. You can check it out to see what is going on with those that you consider learned professors or scientists. But I warn you, you take it to the wrong hands and you open your mouth in the wrong way and you do all of this testing back and forth and back and forth, and all you're going to do is lose the gifts of God unto you to get you through. We're through with the games. Go ahead, please.
The base formula for both is not the same as is Dr. Merkel's in the first place, and you're not getting the full story from Merkel in the second. Injectable chondriana cannot be marketed in the U.S. If obtained, it has to be brought in from outside the U.S. Now let us get on with the real problem. George Green has a massive blight campaign going on, as you know, and we will again speak of that in a minute. However, what he is telling all inquirers is that Giandriana and Aquagia are nothing but water. Now, Chila's God may be a bit foolish at times, as deals with human counterparts, but not that foolish. Come now, the hard part for Mr. Green is that his plan for capture of all assets and property of the journals to the Phoenix Institute have fallen into total disarray, which is precipitating into total bedlam in his circle as the misrepresentations come into focus. I specifically required that the parties involved in the development of the product not even speak of this development research, or we would simply not bring the product to availability. It was already obvious that Mr. Green, through America West, had great and wondrously wealth-making schemes afoot, all utilizing our hard-earned assets and property. We have done nothing but show appreciation for the contributions of both George and Desiree, but he continues to shoot himself in both feet. I cannot control what he does, for it is not of my business. However, to send his probes into our business, which is totally non-entwined with his operations, is not acceptable. Our full wish is that ones who draw away and go about their own endeavors fare well. But there is gross misrepresentation going on, and the parties guilty of that misrepresentation will be the ones caught in their own traps. I do not make the universal laws. I simply abide by them. I suggest that you ones not be fooled in either direction regarding the products which are offered from this location. This is not Dr. Merkel's product, nor is it some kind of new Willard water. These products have their use, I suppose, and even with the introduction of Giandriana, still have valid placement. I don't have interest in either. I believe, however, that you can now see why I hold the formulas in privacy, with only the researchers having the technical data. Which they do have, you can check that with Dr. Young. I am happy to clear confusion, but when ones are tampering around here and there and checking with the opposition as perceived by Mr. Green, I suggest you look at the situation. If you want information about Giandriana, would you not come to the source and not to the maker of some totally different product? Consider actions and judge. Consider the man and discern. I respect Dr. Merkel greatly. He has developed some polymers which could clean up your entire atmosphere from pollutants from exhaust material, be it automobiles or factory smokestacks. Because I recognize and respect greatly Dr. Merkel, I suggested his product in the interim until Giandriana could be given to you because it was allowed in the U.S. and could build a base for perfection of cellular structuring. His product is now $100 per bottle, and even if it were in its perfect form, that limits the people who can utilize it. It continues to grow in cost even as demand would usually bring down the pricing structure. This is not suitable behavior, for this is a product of offshore intelligence. No man can simply give it away because of the costs involved in production and handling. However, it could certainly be more available than at costs of ones who take too much in return. Again, regardless of how I would like to word an action, in your language, the only available word is greed. This is why we did not offer the Gyandriana to come forth through Dr. Merkel. We even offered to build him a facility for perfection of the product right here. He declined, for he wanted it all. I do not, however, have any disagreement with Dr. Merkel in any way whatsoever. I doubt that Dr. Merkel would even claim to recognize me. So be it. I like it that way, for in the ending, the reality of presence is so much more qualifying and validating after popular public denial. Ponder it. Now a word to our developers. I would first share a note from one who is working on developing this product and finds our latest input has resulted in, quote, fantastic, his term, response. His exact comment regarding the culture medium we are now offering, quote, it's fantastic. This little creature can make, if in the culture, and balance the XXX per and folic acid to its balanced use. I call this powerful stuff. The vitamin C is what we call a kicker, a catalyst to increase the potency of it, etc. Indeed, readers, this is not water, but it is as harmless and natural as water, which is the most important gift of all. I have given this researcher the formulae, and for now, it is held only in mind for protection of him and the assaults against the Gyandriana. Dr. Young is working on his portion of the project, and it works out that only the specially educated technicians and professors in the academic community can understand the mechanisms, but the DNA researchers are in a state of shock at the information, and so far, everything I have brought forth is valid and verified by your own researchers. Remember, God is simplicity and works in very mysterious ways his wonders to perform and offer unto you. With all these improvements and changes, correction, will all these improvements and changes render your product obsolete? No, we will simply tell you how to make your own changes so that none is lost to repurchase necessity. Just give our people time to catch up and get lab results, etc. Already I have suggested that the Crystal Life added to the Gyandriana or the Aqua Gia can supply food for the growing entities and as much as triple the values. Add a bit to a small amount of either, both but separately stored. Let set open for 48 hours and continue on with your intake schedule, whatever it might be. We are not dealing with precise drugs and chemicals. This is the same as any natural substance which might well be used in a nutrition plan. The body will utilize what it wants and needs and discard the rest. Would an extra carrot hurt you? Stop thinking in terms you are trained to use. This is as natural and simple as anything on your planet and killed off. It is the time of returning this for your use to enhance the ability of the body to accept the increased photon rays you are picking up. Stop trying to turn it into some kind of miracle. You are the miracle. God provides the tools for your use. Missing bulletin board. The computer hookup bulletin board was closed at my request. It had been infiltrated by surveillance hackers and information of damaging content placed in the data system, etc. We do not play in those games. We have no wish to advise ones to break rules in any manner whatsoever, even to the income tax situation. I long ago urged ones to not fall for the sovereignizing movement, for it would set you apart. You feel that playing within the circles of what is somehow marks you by the beast. The beast has marked you already. It is your soul you had best attend, not IRS and tattoos. Ones who had thought it wise to follow those strategies for state and individual sovereignty are now ready to reap the wrath of the beast. The ones who have fought the system to the extent of removing yourselves from the federal rosters have done exactly the opposite of what you'd planned. The government has now renumbered into a separate category all of you who have moved out and away from the ordered regimen. You are first targets for their assaults, and when the numbering is in place, they will begin to contact all of you good citizens. Right? Of course not. The choice which you seem to think will work for you can't, because of the corrupted system in power. Your only hope for change is to restructure from the bottom up through the adversary while you rebuild properly. Well, shouldn't we be able to do these things constitutionally? Yes, indeed, but the guys in control have the big guns and you do not. What do I suggest? It's hard to say after the horse is from the barn. Ones in my circle immediately upon asking got off the kick and took low-profile re-entry into the necessary parts of the system which allows you to function without attention. You must take a stand, but you do not make yourselves targets to be wiped out by printing targets in the kill zone on your forehead or over your heart. Well, you shout, isn't this America? Oh, my, yes. But it is no longer your America. Remember it, and you may live to fight for freedom another day. Remember also, God doesn't need any more dead martyrs or heroes. He needs live brothers willing to live for truth, not simply die for it. Taxes. Aren't taxes wrong? Not all of them. Some are quite legal and reasonable, in fact. Those that are repressive are wrong, not illegal. They may even be unlawful under the Constitution, but are quite legal by the laws of the land. So what do? You utilize every shelter available to you, but not to avoid payment of that which they tell you is due and owing. The point is this. If you take all the available resources for sheltering income...
That's an incorrect word. Not for evasion. Not to evade.
Okay, but not to evade payment of that which they tell you is due and owing.
There's a big difference in avoid and evade. About 15 years.
The point is this. If you take all the available resources for sheltering income, be it personal or corporate, and you still have profit, pay the confounded taxes. Don't be foolish, little ones. The big bad wolf has big bad teeth. The point is not to die in the trap, but to finally disarm the trap and the trappers. Don't any of you go out there and say, they told me to do this, and Hatton said. Hatton has told you to attend yourselves. This is not any kind of subservience, anything. I certainly do not wish to overthrow your government. What in the world would you do then? You simply have to start at zero and clean your house and system, not go overthrow anything. Lucifer tried to overthrow the government of God in the heavens in the orderly system of higher expression. It didn't work then and it won't work now, and you live in Lucifer's kingdom of human physical. You can only beat him through higher expression of truth and light. That means playing the game better than he through the very rules he lays forth for your playing. God wins, my friends. If you think you will beat your adversary by playing in his games, by his instructions, and through his rules, you are wrong. You are stuck with his game and his rules. But you win by going to higher source and changing the rules, not ignoring them. We have offered you some 60 journals dealing with what is and information. If you choose not to use it, so be it. Back to the journals. Mr. Green has all the journals in impound from our own author. He says he has been given back the Pleiades Connection volumes from Court Impound and now has them. This is a lie to you ones who have called stating that he is saying this. Our own attorney has been somehow suckered into writing documents to the University of Science and Philosophy attorney, Timothy Buchanan, efforting to get the volumes released to America West. This was most unfortunate, for George Green demands secrecy on such actions and then betrays the very one from which he demanded the security before the ink is dry on the demand. The books in point belong to Rick Martin and to Hatchby Distributing, not to even mention that the contempt of court charges are still validly operational and that involved Arma. Both parties now have full evidence proving Mr. Green has sold those volumes in point, and George is getting himself into deeper and deeper muck. If any federal judge would release those controversial books without full notification to all parties involved, then all attorneys in the court would be in violation of all law, not just constitutional. I cannot have influence over what you're being told. I shall, however, continue to tell it as it is, and if that is not the same as Mr. Green, then I suggest you pay attention very closely. Our full intent is to continue to offer both sides in documentation. This does impact you readers, and I feel we have no choice otherwise, for the calls are pouring in from every point in America and overseas. I find it remarkable that George would invest in the postage and phone calls to reach all of your readers who are no longer connected to him in any way, for we will run all correspondence as offered on the front page, if he wishes, of the Liberator. Frosting on the interesting cake. The attempt to have ones withdraw their funds from the Institute is to get the ones withdrawing funds to join with him, Mr. Green, in a project for dome-type developments in Nevada, with an architect originally paid by the Phoenix Institute to develop feasible plans for beautiful and desirable domed buildings and dwellings. Something, somehow, does not seem quite ethical about this slick maneuver. He promises the participants a big piece of the action. I find the whole activity most interesting, and it now seems beyond any easy an amicable solution. America West intends to retain all the journals and distribute with full assets returning only to America West. Well, that is not new, for there has never been so much as a royalty which was turned over fully to the Phoenix Institute at any rate. It is, however, potentially damaging to the Institute, for that agreement is documented by both Dorma and E.J. Dorma and E.J. take no payments for any of the work. Any return for their work is signed over directly to the Institute against any notes for workers, project proposals, and so forth. In other words, not for personal gain, but to offset any debts owing. Be that as it may, it is reminiscent of Dr. Coleman's book, which is now being offered by America West from copies retained in a quarrel with Dr. Coleman. I have no comment about that, as Dr. Coleman, Pavlinsky, is an interesting resource and confiscated much computer equipment from the Institute. He says Mr. Green gave it to him. So be it. It was not Mr. Green's to give, but since Mr. Green said he would handle it, it appears a possibility after all. Do we want litigation? No. We simply want access to our work, a shutdown of the phone calls, etc., and those ones to go their way in peace, or whatever they are seeking. We have work to do and wonders to share, and we plan to get right on with doing and sharing. For Dorma, if the world be against you, who can be for you? God, and he is quite sufficient unto the needs. Besides, if all be against you and save the ones of truth, what more could you possibly ask? Besides, you must be doing something right. The flak is always heavy in the target zone. Sananda the Christ. Another major cause of inquiries comes from George's presentation that Druthea, Sananda, and Rosa, Moses, refuse to longer share in the Liberator.
Oh?
Come, come. I believe volumes were written before Druthea stroked one sign on a page. I believe the placement of Druthea is sufficient to itself as explanation. Further, I think Sananda is quite capable of getting his message unto the people. This was not a very wise statement or threat. If there is concern on the part of your readers that there won't be sufficient spiritual presentment, I'm sure the teachers can come up with something. George is also telling ones in his phone calls that he's going to start up a valid paper and subscribers can simply transfer their subscriptions. So be it. I suspect, however, that the Liberator may just get a bit more interesting as the sorting of ones away settles itself. I believe that it is quite probable that Little Crow will share regularly with wisdom from the ancient brothers.
You're also going to pick up Lord Michael, Commander Cortan. Tonio Soltec is doing quite a nice job with Cali. In fact, it's been the most inconvenient of all things, with as much going on as it is, that the bulletin board could not continue, because that is the way Cali transfers the writings over here on disk form that allows you to get them timely. And believe me, timely is important right now. The Philippines are about to blow away. There are many, many reasons for that, which I would like to have time to discuss if we ever get through these confounded arguments. But of course, that's the point, isn't it? The distractors. Let's not let you get on with anything important. Go on, please.
Everything has its proper season if you but wait upon the Lord by whatever label you place upon it. Very, very important. Nothing, no thing, has changed in this place except to get better, stronger, and more to offer unto our brothers. Gain is not of primary interest to any of this crew, but will come in return for service without demand for reward. But it will come, for it is the promise of God, if we do our work in honor and with total integrity. This is the time of our own discernment and own choices. We coerce no one and no thing. You are welcome aboard, or blessed with our best wishes to go your way. I know, however, that the going away into the human-driven confusion will not bring peace, nor long bring comfort or fulfillment. I and my brothers are not here to make you do anything. We are sent to prepare a place and offer to show you the way. No more, and most certainly in our mission, no less. I cannot give you a gift, nor can anyone, unless you take it. Further, truth will always out, and it will stand all tests of all time perceived. The moment may be in confusion and the truth obscure, but it will be known. So, go with those who would tell you falseness while promising great and wondrous gain, and the truth will bury you in its wave of obvious knowing. He who would plant the seeds of lies upon the winds shall reap the crop of the whirlwinds. I plant seeds of truth in God. I attend the fields, and the thistles remove themselves, or they are cast away to allow the growth of the grain, and I expect and accept none other than the crop I planted. Ponder it. It does not mean that the weeding is either easy or without disappointment and pain, but each and all is given opportunity to change of its hybrid nature to conform to the crop planted. We can do no more. Neither do we do of the casting out of an alien plant. Those ones will ultimately eliminate or relocate themselves within their more suitable kind. They will always effort, however, to take a field full of seedlings with them to feed upon. Be wary of your choices, for the time is shortening quickly. And moreover, unless God shortens the time upon this place in the happenings, all would be destroyed. So, our work is laid forth before us. Let us get about it. Thank you, Scribe. I said I would attend your placement and your insight. I did not say I'd do it for you. The way shall be shown. You ones will do the human expression. Just a reminder to you who would await the falling miracle. You are the miracle. Hatton, in total cherishment of you, my brothers and family, the way is radiant. Do not be misled by the shadow makers holding artificial flames for your vision making. Hold to truth and the light of that truth, and the way shall be given unto your thinking and your ability to accomplish the goal. Salut.
Where is the paper that we brought? We better.
Is it the George Stream?
Yes, we better share that.
You want me to read that?
Yes, please.
February the 8th, 1992. Correction, 1993. It's on America West Publishers and Distributors letterhead. It says, to our friends, supporters, and readers of the Phoenix Journals and Phoenix Liberator. Dear friends, since many of you are calling and asking what is going on in Tehachapi, we have decided to clarify our position and our discernment in this matter. First of all, America West and George and Desiree Green are not affiliated with or in control of the Phoenix Liberator, the Phoenix Institute, Tehachapi Distributing, The Word, Constitutional Law Center, and any other businesses from Tehachapi, California, or Las Vegas, Nevada. When we entered this mission over 3 years ago, our agreement was to publish and distribute the books called Phoenix Journals, transmitted by Commander Hatton and other hosts, primarily to the receiver named Dorma, Doris Ecker. Also, we agreed to these spokespersons to introduce these incredible volumes. I'll pause a second.